You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is the Inside Connection MediConnect, one of my all-time favorites, a lifelong friend, Mr. Dick Scringer from Mr. Zappala's office, and for many years, Mr. O'Connor, the late mayor, and at one time, a former producer here at KDK Radio, will join us in our second segment. But it's time to welcome Lance O'Brien. We have a lot to get to, but we always like to begin on the Inside Connection with a little bit of fun on this Holy Saturday. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm real good, man. Dick Scringer's going to be here. You're here. Get you 2 weeks in a row because it's the fifth Saturday of the month, and we're always helping people when it comes to bridging the healthcare gap.
Absolutely. Tons to cover today. Tomorrow is the last day of the open enrollment period, so we got advisors standing by this morning. Might be tough to get us on Easter, but if we got to do it, we'll do what we got to do. But we want to make sure that everybody's in the best plan. Monday, April Fool's Day, is going to be a big announcement day for CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's when the final notice comes out, which is basically all the new rule changes and everything, and we're going to dig in, decipher. We might touch on that a little bit next week. So we got SEP, Special Enrollment, IEP, Initial Enrollment, seminar updates this morning, and as you mentioned, Dick Scringer, no stranger to you, Rob. And, you know, MediConnect, we're always working really hard to save money, get people the best value, and we don't want to see people lose that to fraud, right? And we're going to talk today with Dick about ways that, you know, people can avoid and create some good fraud prevention for their lives.
All good stuff, very exciting stuff, and we're going to get to all of it. But let's begin with this day in history.
All righty, here we go. 1867. The United States buys Alaska from Russia for the right price of $7.2 million.
Yeah, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. How many pennies an acre, Rob?
Not many.
It was 2 pennies an acre at the time. Imagine that. I mean, I'm going to Alaska this year for the first time. We're going, my wife's parents are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. They always wanted to go to Alaska, so we're going to take a little cruise out there, going to do some dog sledding, some whale watching, some glacier checking it out. But yeah, amazing the price of that.
Very reasonable.
I would say so.
And the polar bears they threw in for free.
Yes, they did. 1964, Jeopardy aired for the first time this day in history, March 30th, 1964.
And still on the air to this day.
Yeah, it became, I would say, one of the most popular shows of all time.
You know you're Medicare age when it's 7:30 and you're in your kitchen watching Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know just growing up, my dad would plant himself in the chair and watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy every night. He
Absolutely.
Just loved it. 1971, I didn't realize this one.
I did.
I didn't.
I just watched The Food That Built America. That's how long they, Mr. Schultz and company have been kicking
yeah,
around.
Starbucks opened its first store on this date in 1971 in Seattle's iconic Pike Place Market. And coincidentally, I'll also be going to Seattle for the first time because that's where our cruise is going out of. So hoping to go up in the Space Needle and all that in August.
And you're flying out to Seattle, I take
We're
it.
We're flying out to Seattle.
Good.
So. Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't tell you what Starbucks is like, but I hear a lot of people like it.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Is it what you're drinking now?
I knew you were coming, so I baked you a cake.
There you go, my friend. And then 1981, this day in history, just two months after taking office, Ronald Reagan is shot by John Hinckley Jr. And I remember as a kid, I was 10 years old at the time, I was mortified. And the reason I was mortified was silly at the time. My mom's maiden name was Hinckley. So I was like, did our family have something to do with this terrible thing that just happened? You know, looking at life through the eyes of a 10-year-old. And I think the crazy thing looking back on it is his only motive for doing it was he wanted to be famous. What a crazy, crazy reason to do something. Famous birthdays. I guess March 30th was a good day to be born if you wanted to become a singer. Celine Dion turns 55 today.
That's hard to believe.
Isn't that hard to believe?
Been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah. MC Hammer, can't touch this, turns 61 today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about you, Rob, right?
No. They don't want to touch this. That's nothing to do with can't touch this. But, you know, he made that year $10 million. And goodness gracious, he should have had a better financial planner because he's gone through some tough times. And I think he's on the other side now, which is really good.
It is. And Eric Clapton turned 78 today.
He's doing okay.
Yeah, he is doing all right for himself. So big day to be born to actually make it big in the music business. Here's another one for us. One of the biggest hits of the 1970s was first hit the top of the charts March 30th, 1974, Sunshine on My Shoulders by John Denver.
He was great. He was great. Gone too soon for sure.
Yeah. Very, very sad. Been out to the Monterey Bay there area and San Diego and, you know, his plane crashing there. I wonder how many more great hits he would have had.
All right, so what we're going to do now, we're going to get this trivia question out there, give you a couple of song and dance performances, and then we're going to take a break and get Mr. Scringer in here, and then he's going to basically let me get the rest of the hour off because this guy's got the gift. That's all I can tell you. He'll be here in just a couple of moments. So let's do the trivia question, and I'll tell everybody how they can get in on that $15 Get-Go gas card.
Sounds good. So this is going to be, the answer is going to be the easiest answer ever in the history of this show.
If you were paying attention.
However, because this is the anniversary of Jeopardy starting, you have to answer today's trivia question in Jeopardy form in order to win. So he is best known for hosting the syndicated general knowledge pop show quiz show Jeopardy for 37 years. That's today's question.
And if you think you have the correct answer, and we don't want to put you in jeopardy, so call early and often, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Oh, before we get to a break and get Mr. Scringer in here, let's just explain with the enrollment period slamming the door shut tomorrow, really with the representative standing by until noon today, you should right now carve out some time and make a call.
Yeah, so a lot of the enrollment times with Medicare are built off of dates. So the open enrollment period is ending on the 31st, which is tomorrow, which means after that, if you have Medicare of any kind, you have to have a special enrollment period in order to qualify. So you're limited in your ability to change. We can still help you, but if you're not sure on your coverage, give us a call today, right? Then we have the IEP. We'll talk about a little bit of this in the second segment, and then we're going to jump into everything with Dick Scringer. Do want to get the seminars if we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
So here we go. April 2nd and 4th, Fairfield Inn in Washington, Racetrack Road. That's this week. I'll be hosting those seminars. April 9th, we're going to be at AHN facility in Hempfield in Greensburg. On the 16th, the 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree, real close to the station here on 875. Greentree Road, and the 23rd and 25th, we're going to be Hampton Inn, Butler, Benevin Square, and Butler. And if you're new to Medicare, next 12 months, don't miss it.
How you reserve your free space? Simple. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. As always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Remember, that's a free app. Download it to your phone, but you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to KDKRadio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. The one and only curtain coming up on the legendary Dick Scringer right after this break on the Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, I'm going to waste little time because I can't wait to get Mr. Scringer on the air here. Lifelong friend, he and the late mayor and so many others throughout the years have kept me upright, and he works for that incredible district attorney, Stephen Zappala. So before we do that and all of the stuff, it's Becky Pittsburgh, a winner of that trivia question. She gets the Get-Go gas card. So tell everybody the answer and the question.
Who was the host of the popular Jeopardy game show And she answered correctly, who is or who was Alex Trebek?
The best, the best, the best. Okay, without further ado, why don't you do the honors and get this superstar in the air here?
Yeah, so great to have Dick Scringer with us, native Pittsburgher this morning. Worked in the administration of 5 Pennsylvania governors, 3 Pittsburgh mayors for 2 generations of motorists. He was the PennDOT guy, and it was pretty cool. We both got here about 20 minutes early.
Wait. You realize how ironic this is? You know, on my social media page today, teasing one of the topics, I was praising PennDOT because of the investment, the $400 million plus in all the roads and bridges, and I was saying how people don't realize what PennDOT does for all of us. And lo and behold, here's Dick Scringer.
How about that? You know, so I heard some great stories back in the day of the spaghetti breakfasts and Mr. Cigna and the HOV lanes and
it was the best.
All that kind of stuff. So, but he's moved through, started at KDKA, was producer, got into some involvement with, I believe it was WPXI or WTAE. Both, yeah. So bringing those. And then in 2015, DA Steve Zappala brought Dick on board to really help with the Healthy Active Living Centers, which is one of the largest and most robust organizations in PA. And he became the first senior justice advocate in PA and has organized the DA's campaign to prevent fraud, waste and abuse and neglect for people over age 60. So such an important job, something that we really care about. So we'll jump into some questions in a couple minutes, but I'll give you guys the floor for a couple minutes. Great to have you.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
Listen, I just flew in from Philadelphia and boy, my arms are tired. How are you? This guy, he can, the banter, the knowledge, just the professionalism, and no matter what genre he has ever been representing, I've never seen anybody so passionate. But let's get a little real about what you do now. Seniors are preyed upon day after day after day. And I was just saying moments ago, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I wanted to try to save a few bucks in time. And I pulled into a place to get an oil change the other day. And it was over $100. Now, look, I get it. But right away, I said to Dick and to you, I mean, how does the average person, a senior, even afford to get an oil change today? So what you do in the district attorney's office, sir, has never been more important. So let's begin there, Dick.
Yeah, the idea that prevention is worth more than a pound of cure,
right,
is basically where we are. The district attorney sat and still sits on a task force from the state Supreme Court that deals with fraud, abuse, and neglect of seniors. And he started this program back in October for the senior justice advocacy. And basically, essentially, what we do is we work at the intersection of the senior victim, the police, the service providers, and the courts, and help older people navigate that system. You know, most people that are defrauded or abused or neglected, never in their lives, 65, 70 years, have ever had anything to do with law enforcement and the court system. And I guarantee you, it is the most intimidating system on the face of the earth.
It is.
And what we do is try to help people navigate and get through that and get the most out of it. Our job and the job of the district attorney, you know, DA Zappala is the chief law enforcement officer of Allegheny County. You know, when you look at it, the governor, the federal senators, and the district attorney are the only people that are elected that represent everybody, the people of Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
So DA Zappala is our lawyer and prosecutes the criminals that are stealing or trying to steal from everybody, and especially people that are over 60.
Yeah, I mean, so for us, right, like we're really working hard every day to make sure people are getting the best coverage they can at the best price, the best value. We want to see them be able to thrive in those years. And what was really, really stark to me the last couple of years, my youngest daughter's 22. She worked for First National Bank for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And without fail, she would come home at least once a week and say, I had to deal with another one today. somebody that was elderly, and they got someone calling them, threatening them, you know, trying to misguide them, mislead them. And, you know, I kind of experienced this firsthand this past year. Went to Vegas for a Medicare convention, got my phone stolen right while I was there. And then I started getting literally all these threatening messages, and it's just crazy the length to which they'll go. So how big is this industry, Dick? Like, how far reaching is this? And then I think we'll talk about Allegheny County and all of that. But
okay, if you looked at the three local sports teams, the Penguins, the Pirates, the Steelers, they're worth about $5 billion together.
Yeah.
The fraud of the elderly is a $10 billion industry. So it's twice as big as the sports teams in Pittsburgh, Allegheny County. And that's just the crimes that have been reported. One of the tragedies is people over 60 become embarrassed and afraid to report it or say, hey, guess what? You know, somebody took me for whatever.
And they, in some cases, they just don't want to get involved any deeper than what it already is. They just want it to go away.
Yeah, and exactly. The damage to somebody over 60 is not just the psychological, but the economic damage. You know, you're talking about what can people afford.
Fixed income.
The average loss is about $2,000.
Yeah.
Now, you get somebody at 65, 70, 75, they lose $2,000.
Big money.
What's the horizon for them to recover that money?
Right.
If they don't have a big horizon to get that money back, as opposed to somebody that's in their 20s and 30s or 40s, and they get taken by some type of fraud out there. You know, you've mentioned your daughter. I always know, and, you know, two people work closely with me, Joe Giuffre and Cindy Carioli, are the other senior justice advocates. And we always know when it's open enrollment for Medicare, Medicaid, or any type of health care coverage, because at least once a day, somebody calls us to ask us about, hey, I got called and they say I owe this money, or they're offering me this.
Yeah.
What should I do? And like I said, that's at least once a day for the three of us. So you compound that over the week and the month, and you see how big it is. You know, folks don't realize. And I think our government and a lot of the marketing people in the area have failed to realize that if you took everybody that's over 60 in Allegheny County and put them in one place, it would be the second largest city in Pennsylvania.
I know. Yeah.
And, I think that's the frustrating thing for us, is it's not only that it's nationwide, it's a huge problem, right? But like, Allegheny County specifically is a concentrated area because of that elderly population.
You know, something wonderful happened, and, you know, I'm the beneficiary of it. Between 1946 and 1964, 56 million people were born in the United States. You call them the baby boomers.
Yes.
I call them the next to the greatest generation. You know, when you think of all the achievements of the people born between 46 and 64, it's pretty mind-blowing.
It is.
Jeopardy and Alex Trebek, the internet, cell phones, rockets, you know, you name it. That was all created by the people in that age group. And when you think about that group, the number one question I'm asked is, besides, is Route 28 under construction, or when's that? The number one question is, why here and why me?
He is Dick Scringer, and you are Lance O'Brien. I'm Rob Pratt. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect, reminding all of you that our representatives are always standing by until noon. They begin as soon as we get started, up until noon every Saturday. If you have a question, you want to get some information, you want to set up an appointment, remember, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. Back in a moment. All right, before we get back to Mr. Scringer, Lance O'Brien's going to run the seminars for you. So if you will, Lance, run those seminars.
Yeah, if you're new to Medicare next 12 months, whether you're turning 65 or you're getting ready to retire past the age of 65, you don't want to miss these events. It's an hour of incredible information on enrollment periods, when to make decisions, how to avoid those penalties that are out there. We'll even do comparison of your group coverage to make sure whether you should stay with your group plan or you should go to Medicare. We'll talk and walk through private insurance plans, how prescriptions are covered. Again, don't want to miss these. April 2nd and 4th, Fairfield Inn, Washington on Racetrack Road. April 9th, we'll be at the AHN Hempfield facility. That's the Allegheny Neighborhood Hospital there in Greensburg. The 16th and the 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree on 875 Greentree Road. And then the 23rd and the 25th, Hampton Inn, Butler, Benevin Square, Butler, 888-818-6334 to register. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, the live events tab. So before the break, Dick said he gets one question that's asked most commonly, which is, why us? What's your answer?
Well, your double jeopardy answer is money, 412, and because you have it. And
explain all that.
Okay. Why Allegheny County? Why Pittsburgh as ground zero and a target for fraud, abuse, and neglect of people over 60? Number one, it's because we have the second highest percentage in population of people over 60 in the United States. The first is like Palm Beach in yes. Florida. You know, we're number two. You know, we don't have their weather, but, you know.
Can't have it all, right?
We have the people. You know, criminals may not be stupid, may not be geniuses, but they're pretty smart. You only steal from people that have something.
Mm.
People in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County over 60, and people over 65 specifically, have defined benefit pensions. They have health care coverage. They own their home. Maybe they have a little investment set aside. They have credit cards. They have good credit ratings. And that's why the criminals focus in on area code 412, because you fish where the fish are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fish in our area that have assets that the criminals want to get away from them and into their pockets. You know, we had talked during the break, and God, I wish we could do a show. You know, I always thought about doing a show called The Other Side of the Barrel, given the inside story about PennDOT when I worked there. Should do another show called While the Mic is Off, the program that, you know, we do talking to one another while the commercials are playing. The folks in Allegheny County are wide open, and we're working on prevention. And the number one prevention idea is, you mentioned your mom. My mom lived to be 94. Me and my brothers took care of her, along with my wife, Barbara. And think back to what mom told you the first day that you left the house and went to school.
Ah, don't talk to strangers.
Bingo, you win. Mom was so wise, and that is still the truth today. That's an irrefutable truth. Don't talk to strangers. If you don't know them, why are you wasting your time talking to them? You know, your firm is not a stranger to anybody. That's why people rely on you. The DA's office, if you could pick one human being on earth that you wanted to be your next door neighbor, you would pick Steve Zappella. It's just the greatest person to be a neighbor. He's somebody that you trust. You know, seven times in a row, people have elected him district attorney. The last time he had more votes than anybody in the election to be district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And that's running as a Republican in Democratic Allegheny County. That's quite an achievement.
Listen, I've said this many times. He could have went into private practice, had a whole lot less headaches, made a whole lot more money. If there was anybody who actually loves what they do, and it's a thankless job, it's a lot of hard work, because I've dealt with many district attorneys, not just in Allegheny County, it's Steven Zappella. This guy's passion personified.
You know, people talk about thinking in the box, and Zappella thinks out of the box totally. That's how he put together what we're doing now with the Senior Justice Program. Back in 2015, the state Supreme Court came up with 22 items that they thought would work out for seniors. And Cipella took those, brought me on board. We accomplished 20 of the 22 in 6 months because he just said, hey, make this happen for the seniors and the people in Allegheny County. You know, the other two things were items that the courts had to take care of, not the justice system. You know, he put together like a wonderful group of prosecutors. Our chief prosecutor in this area is a assistant district attorney called Julie Capone, and we call her Conviction Capone.
It's a good last name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Julie probably has like a 97% conviction rate against people that have tried to defraud or abuse seniors. And it's like that old story. If you see her coming, it's too late. It's over.
So I think one of the things that would be important for the people listening this morning, technology obviously has had a massive impact on the fraud game, right? You know, and I think where it's specifically very, very sketchy for the senior is they're just learning this technology. They're not super comfortable with it. Their kids are probably helping them because it's a way to connect and stay connected. And these, the people that are doing this are always looking to get one step ahead, right? What are the big indicators that people need to be looking for? What are the new things that you guys might be seeing that are out there that someone listening today, we could save them, you know?
The time of the season is always something to be aware of. And what are the headlines?
That's a good point.
Because whatever's in the headlines, whatever's in the news, somebody's going to have a scam surrounding that. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, there's some scam out there right now. The survivor fund for the people that were killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Maryland.
Okay.
There's some evil criminal out there that's started a fund to collect money to do that. The number one ways to know that it's a scam or a fraud is, it number one, sounds too good. If it sounds too good to be true, it ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, Lance, how many people do you guys call on the phone to recruit for your services?
We call some, but because they give us permission, right?
Because they gave you permission.
Yes.
They contacted you.
Yes.
You're giving them a return call. If you get a call or an email or a text message from out of the blue, 9 times out of 10, it's a scammer.
Yeah.
I mean, my phone, you know, I have every protection that you can think of. And, you know, I'm sure if I look at it during the break, I've gotten at least 3 calls from a potential scam, and that's to a cell phone that's protected. You know, true confession, last February, I checked my email on a Saturday, and I had 1,000 emails.
Wow.
And then I'm deleting them. I looked on Sunday, there was another 1,000. I had 2,000 emails over a 2-day period. I checked my cell phone company, and they said, well, you canceled your cell phone. I said, no, I didn't. They said, yes, you did. You canceled it. You transferred the number to some other provider. Somebody swiped my identity. They swiped my cell phone number. We're using it to establish credit with companies. And I got 2,000 requests from companies to verify that I had applied for credit with them. You know, fortunately, I knew what to do, called the FTC, called the companies that block everything. And me and my wife, Barbara, are still dealing with that identity theft. And that was over a year ago.
Right. Yeah. So don't talk to strangers, right? Don't give, I know one of the things that we live by in our office, because we deal with so many people that have sensitive information, and that sensitive information is an important part of them being able to get engaged in the process. But we always tell people, unless you initiated the phone call, you don't give them any information that is vital to you.
Yeah, we have a group, we call it the Fraud Squad. And we got...
That's got to be an original Dick Scringer.
One of our seniors came up with that.
That's pretty good.
You know, and the Fraud Squad is a group of volunteers. We probably have about 400 of them. Cindy Carioli and Joe Jaffray are our lead folks in the Fraud Squad. And we have what we call the three red flags of protecting yourself from fraud and scams. Number one, don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
There's no reason to pick up the phone unless it's 13Q calling you and wanting to know, are you listening to the new sound of 13Q and to win big money? So don't answer the phone. Never give out personal information to anybody over the phone or online. And if you don't know them, don't trust them. Like Mom said, don't talk to strangers. Don't trust anybody.
If I don't recognize the number, email, I don't open, I trash, delete, forget. I mean, I've become so particular about everything because I've seen people who their lives have been turned upside down.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
It is very frightening. And then once you're in it, I think you hit on something earlier, is there's a stigma attached to it, an embarrassment, you know, that how did I let this happen to me and all of that. And, you know, it's just really, it makes me angry, right? And what we do.
You're so lucky, though, that Stephen Zappala, people who live in Allegheny County, is forward-thinking enough to create this division. I mean, I don't know if they have this everywhere. Do they, Dick?
No, they don't. We're the only ones in Pennsylvania. I get calls from all over the country asking us what we're doing and how we're doing. And great story about Walt Disney. He would share any information about what he was doing with people in the animation and amusement park industry.
Mm-hmm.
He would share everything he was doing with those people. And somebody once asked him, well, why do you do that? He said, I'm telling them where we are. I'm not telling them where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And we're always developing something new. And the next big thing is the AI, artificial intelligence.
I don't know if we can stay ahead of it. I mean, it's something to definitely be locked in on and concerned about. It's definitely the wave of the future. I do have the recipe, though, for the potato patch fries at Kennywood.
I'm going to hear that.
I share that with you. All right, run the seminars, then we're going to take a break and one more segment with Mr. Scringer.
Yeah, so again, new to Medicare, trying to figure out this maze that is so difficult to understand. We want to help you simplify the process. April 2nd and 4th. Fairfield Inn on Racetrack Road in Washington, April 9th, the AHN Hempfield facility on Route 30 in Greensburg, 16th and 18th, Holiday Inn, Greentree Road, and April 23rd, 25th, Hampton Inn, Butler. There's actually a full listing of seminars. That's just the April seminars on our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can call us at 888-818-6334. If you have any questions about your coverage right now, we do have those advisors standing by. Again, our goal is to help make sure you're in the right place.
All right, again, that number is 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, back with Dick Scringer, and you got to just do one Uncle Ed Chauncey story because, you know, we in Beaver, Pennsylvania is where he grew up, Beaver County. We absolutely love him, and you were talking to Mr. Balerado, just some KQV days, which was Mr. Dickey and a great brand, and, of course, KDK Radio, Bill Steinbach, and all these guys that I spent time idolizing and ended up working with. But Ed Chauncey, I never got to work with, but they said he was the quintessential pro.
Oh, absolutely. In those days, the copy, you had to sit at a typewriter and write it out. So every newscast that he delivered was written by him or Dave Kosick or Bill Steinbach, or I would do it, or Eleanor Shano would do it. One of the great achievements in my life is I'm one of the few men other than Eleanor Shano's husband that ever saw her without makeup. 6:30 in the morning.
Now, husband Ed Conway? Who was her husband?
No, he was at she was married to Ed Conway. And,
Channel 4.
At WTAE.
Yeah.
But Ed would edit the copy and have it retyped before the newscast. So when he went in, he just put the copy up on the board. The 8 o'clock news with Ed Chauncey, and you'd hear this. Breakfast cheer, coffee time.
Listen, Somebody's got to be able to do that today. I mean, come on, man. It's a nice little commercial plug, and that's a kind of, that makes people feel like, you know, you're sitting at the table with them. That's what those guys and gals did. They were so great at that, man.
Well, today people would be doing that on podcasts, not on commercial radio.
Oh, man.
Because it's just so tight and formatted.
Right.
But listen, I'll always find time for you, especially during the
night show.
Because I honestly, you can't say anything, but you got to speak volumes for Mr. Zappala having the understanding how this is such a problem and how you, being the ripest of fruit, actually being here at the right place at the right time. Because you think about your career, PennDOT, snow removal, all that stuff you did helping seniors, okay, from Brookline to you name it to Bloomfield. You were always helping people whenever we needed to get you on the air. When you went to work with Bob O'Connor, there was no one more boots on the ground and hands-on than Bob O'Connor, like his son Corey. So you've always been in the trenches fighting for people. So this job, basically, I think it's why it's your destiny, because you were born to do stuff like this.
Yeah, it's a, you know, if you stand and connect the dots going backward to the beginnings at KDKA Radio.
Producers.
The journey makes sense, and it continues on. You know, I spent 20 years with engineering, and now the last 8 years with lawyers in the law profession, 10 years with O'Connor in government, and like you said in the introduction, I worked for 5 different governors and 3 different mayors.
Yeah. That's a pretty good track record, sir.
Yeah, the Steve Zappel introduced me one time, and he read basically the same thing you were talking about when he introduced me. And he said, wait a minute, this can't be true. I said, Dick, is this true? I said, yeah.
That's
You're
awesome.
You're probably the only one that has never had to fudge your resume to make yourself look better, because you are the real deal.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, so shout out to Betty in Pittsburgh for getting our trivia question correct today. Bigger shout out to Dick for joining us this morning. And I think one of the favorite things that you said is find someone you can trust. And that's really something that we work hard on. You know, it's one of the reasons why AHN wants us in their facilities representing Medicare and helping the people understand how it works. It's why UPMC is going to be joining us here in this studio next week and talking about their plan offerings. Because for us, and especially me as the one who's in charge of everything on a day-to-day basis at MediConnect, we want to make sure that people are getting the right coverage, the right way, that they're not being sold something, they're being educated and developing a relationship. And that's why people like having Dick on the show and all these relationships is so important. So thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. Happy Easter, and God save the Commonwealth.
And the Queen or the King, right? You know?
Yes. So what was it like early in the morning being a producer? I mean, look, radio is still great, and Larry and Marty are just doing incredible work. My producer, all these producers would be lost without him. But, I mean, you were like in the blast furnace during the height of Pittsburgh's strength, you know, as far as the economy, the population, and KDKA still today, but back then, and still is, in my opinion, the gold standard. But what was that like being a young man in the midst of all of that?
My ambitions and dreams in life was, number one, to bury my wife, Barbara. And number two, from the time I was a kid, a teenager, I wanted to work at KDKA Radio.
Me too.
I would listen to Reg Kordick. He was like my hero. And I said, someday I want to work at KDKA Radio.
That's so cool.
I was 19 years old, not a year out of high school, in my first year at college at Point Park University. It was Point Park College then. And I get offered a job working at KDKA Radio. I mean, talk about
knee knocking,
Brer Rabbit, and going to the Briar Patch, and you know, it was like a slice of heaven. And you know, it's led to everything that I have today. I always said I worked with the masters, from Chauncey and Bogut and Ed and Wendy King and Bill Burns. You can't have better mentors than those people in broadcasting. And as a person,
well, you're
very fortunate.
You're right there, as far as I'm concerned. And I fell in love with it in 1967 on a Westinghouse transistor radio, listening to Ed and Wendy King at 10 years of age. And it's truly a dream come true. And it's always a pleasure seeing you. Best to the family. Keep up the great work. And anytime you need anything, I'm just a phone call away.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Lance. Happy Easter to all the dear listeners out there.
Great stories, man.
Absolutely.
Listen, there's no one better than this guy. He's the best. All right, if you will, seminars, quickly, and then give the number.
Yep. So we've got April 2nd and 4th, Fairfield Inn, Washington Racetrack Road. April 9th, again, the AHN Neighborhood Hospital on Route 30 in Greensburg. 16th and 18th, we've got the Holiday Inn in Greentree. The 23rd, 25th, Hampton Inn, Benevin Square, Butler. Again, that's just the April seminar. It's full listing. If you're already on Medicare and you're having trouble with paying medications, maybe you're struggling with your Medicaid, Medicare, maybe you're looking for ACA insurance, we can help you there. 888-818-6334.
Have a good Easter.
You too, my friend.
News coming up next.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.